High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to High Five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Off the ball, GAA.
The game is much more progressive. It's been much more engaging for people to watch and more entertaining for supporters.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, Heimir Hallgrimsson names his Ireland squad for this month's Nations League playoff. The latest on Bulgaria's bizarre preparations for that two-legged affair. And Ange Postecoglou gives his view of Troy Parrott as Tottenham look to keep their former striker quiet tonight in the Europa League. But first, Watford pair James Abankwa and Rocco Vatta have earned their first call-ups to the senior Ireland squad ahead of this month's Nations League playoff against Bulgaria. Abankwa's been an ever-present for Watford after his loan move from Udinese, and he helped keep a clean sheet for Tom Cleverley's side last night at home to Swansea. Having been heavily involved around the turn of the year, Vatta has drifted back to the Watford bench in recent weeks. He had to be happy with a six-minute cameo off the bench last night. His call-up brings an end to a tug-of-war with his father's country, Albania, who had reportedly invited the 19-year-old to join their under-21 squad this month. Elsewhere, Gavin Bazunu returns to the squad after his return to fitness and loan move to Standard Liège. After several previous call-ups, QPR defender Jimmy Dunn earns a recall. Dunn and Abankwa's call-ups come at the expense of Celtic's Liam Scales and Luton defender Mark McGuinness, who were both involved in November. There's no Shane Duffy either, but Robbie Brady is included among the defenders. Also absent is captain Seamus Coleman, who has only just returned to fitness at Everton. Jason Malumbi is another one to miss out, with Will Smallbone, Jack Taylor and Mark Sykes included among the midfielders. A lack of game time at Istanbul Başakşehir sees Festi Ebiseli lose out to Vatta, while Tom Cannon's place goes instead to Bristol City striker Sinclair Armstrong. Ireland will go to Plovdiv to play Bulgaria a week from tonight before the return leg at the Aviva 3 days later. Now, Bulgarian preparations for that tie with Ireland have been complicated. Manager Ilyan Ilyev had tendered his resignation amid suggestions there was a conflict of interest as the former midfielder retained his position as manager of Chernomorye in the Bulgarian top flight. However, an EGM of the Bulgarian Football Union's executive committee reaffirmed its confidence in Ilyev rejecting his resignation. Instead, they've invited Ilyev to a meeting to air his concerns before the end of the month. Ruaidhrí Littlejohn has been given international clearance to play in Shamrock Rovers game at home to Athlone Town on Saturday. The Ireland midfielder has joined the hoops for the 2025 season, having left the London City Lionesses in January. Rovers coach Colly O'Neill says Littlejohn's signing is beneficial to both the club and the league as a whole.
Coming soon to your Off the Ball podcast feed.
I'm nervous and police will use tear gas.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
Saying we won after your team's won a football game is like saying I had sex after I'm watching porn.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Loco, that's me, okay?
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Paulus reward thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted. A 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things all the way through Latin America.
I thought Ruta 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Ruta 25 is somehow even lonelier.
Available soon for free on the OTB app.
The highest achievers among us are the people still striving, still reaching for something. The people who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. And it's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon reimagined for a new generation of explorers through thoroughly modern design. Its interior is modern and functional, with rich material finishes and quality craftsmanship. When you're in a Defender, you can tell the interior is built for purpose. Luxury appointments throughout and practical storage options ensure you adventure in comfort. This is a vehicle capable of great things and engineered to meet challenges head on. Wherever you're headed, experience the Defender's legendary capability, both off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. Are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to high five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Ange Postecoglou is refusing to admit that Tottenham's Europa League second leg with AZ is a case of win or bust for him. They trailed the Dutch club by a goal to nil after a limp performance last week. Spurs are without Rodrigo Bentancur, who suspended after his yellow card in Alkmaar. Troy Parrott is expected to lead the line once again for AZ, and there's been some kind words for the Ireland striker from his former manager.
Yeah, Troy's done really well. I think he did really well in Holland last year. I think it was a really good sort of loan move for him. I think sometimes for players like Troy, getting away from sort of the UK and seeing whether they can, in a different style of football, whether it suits him. And I think, the Dutch league certainly has allowed him to develop further. He's doing really well, really pleased for him. Hopefully we keep him quiet tomorrow night. Obviously, he's still a very good goal scorer. I mean, his goals, as a striker, he's a good finisher. But apart from that, I think he's a good link-up player. He works hard for his team as well. We saw that the other night, both with and without the ball. He's a hard worker, and I think, it's good to see him develop in those areas.
Kick-off in North London is 8 o'clock at the same time. Manchester United resume level at a goal apiece with Real Sociedad at Old Trafford. United's midfield ranks have been boosted by the returns to training of Manuel Ugarte and Mason Mount. United's week has been dominated by Jim Ratcliffe's justifications for cost-cutting while seeking government funding to aid their building of a new stadium. And manager Ruben Amorim has been asked about Ratcliffe claiming some of the current squad are not up to snuff.
I think being not honest, in this moment, everybody, me, all the players, we are underperforming this season. So we can always change that. So I include myself in that part of underperforming. And you are talking about players like Casemiro, for example, that won everything. And we know that these kind of players can play so much better. So that is the focus. And he was honest on that. So the focus is to change his mind and to change all the people's minds.
Do you have confidence the players will have that attitude? They will have heard those comments as well. The likes of Casemiro, they will go out and try and prove the owner wrong.
Yeah, I think it's the right way to do it. If you are a top player and you play in this club, even me, a lot of people say that I'm not good enough for the club. And my feeling is that you can change that with results. So I think they in training, I feel that they want this really bad, and especially for tomorrow.
Hi, Ruben. Just going back on the comments that Jim Ratcliffe made about some of the players, did any of those players come to you and complain about it at all?
No, nothing. I didn't feel nothing. I really enjoyed the training today. So we are ready to face it.
Rangers take a 3-1 lead into the second leg with Fenerbahce at Ibrox. However, Jose Mourinho is pretty confident the tie can swing in their favour.
I think Rangers is not a better team than us. And I think we have a chance of qualifying. It's not hurted or it's not I want revenge or we have to go there and to show we are better. It's nothing about that. It's just the fact that I honestly think we are better. But as I was trying to be very honest after the match there and even today, we deserve to lose. We deserve to lose.
In the Conference League tonight, Chelsea hold a 2-1 lead over Copenhagen with the second leg at Stamford Bridge. All of the games kick off at 8 o'clock. Real Madrid goalkeeper Thibaut Courtois has accused Atletico manager Diego Simeone of playing the victim over last night's penalty shootout. VAR disallowed a Julian Alvarez penalty in the shootout, allowing Real to go on and win 4-2 in the spot kicks. UEFA confirmed afterwards no sensors or in-ball technology was used to spot Alvarez's alleged double touch. Alvarez told reporters he did slip in his run-up but didn't feel a touch with his standing foot. And rumours regarding Joshua Kimmich's potential departure have been put to bed at last. The 30-year-old has signed the new deal with Bayern Munich, which will keep him at the Allianz Arena until the summer of 2029. Kimmich had reportedly attracted interest from PSG, Arsenal and a host of others, with claims that Bayern had withdrawn their original offer.
You could jump over a mini jar. Did you ever hear about that?
No.
Duncan McKenzie.
What?
He could jump over a mini. He could do two things. He could jump over a mini and he could throw a golf ball the length of the pitch.
What?
Over the length of the pitch.
How does it work? Does he take a long run up?
No, no, we were in the dressing room shortly after he arrived. He said, "Hey, Duncan, what about this, you know, jumping over the mini business? You know, we don't believe you, you know." So there was a mini out in the car park. So we said, right, come on and show us out there. And we walked out. And it's quite high, the mini.
Yeah.
What he did, actually, Jack, he sort of only strolled up to it two or three strides. And I honestly thought he was going to turn back and say, oh, look, lads, I'm only joking. Hopped over it. Hopped over the mini.
In one go?
One go. Hopped over it. And then we got him out on the pitch. And he threw the ball from one end of the pitch onto the terraces.
A golf ball?
A golf ball.
And does this mean that he was amazing at long throws and also...
No, it meant nothing. It meant nothing. In fact, it became a bit of a joke with the lads that the reason they spent 250 grand on him was because he could jump the mini and throw the ball the length of the pitch.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to high five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.